The Music X series has been going in its premiere year in an all Brahms season, and the next one's coming up on January 29th. The participants of the next concert joining me right now, Dror Baran, pianist, and Paul York, cellist. Hi, thanks for being here. And it's the Brahms Cello Sonatas.
Yes, the two of them.
Two sonatas. And Brahms wrote chamber works for, you know, the normal regular suspects, violin sonatas, string quartets. But two cello sonatas, was he a fan of that genre or what was his approach?
Well, what's interesting about these two sonatas is that you have a piece that was composed in around 1862, the Opus 38 E minor sonata, and then you have the F major sonata, Opus 99, that was composed much later in his life, 20 years later. So you have these very different types of sonatas. The E minor features the cello in lower range and doesn't really explore the upper range. And interestingly enough, he uses classical themes such as the minuet and trio for the second movement, and then he uses a fugue for the last movement. And then you have this F major sonata that came much later, in which he wrote and explored the upper register of the cello a lot more. It's a much more mature work for Brahms. So we have these two radically different sonatas.
Well, Dror Baran, Brahms primarily a pianist. Is this a sonata for equal parts cello piano, or is it piano with cello, perhaps?
It's a hard question, but I think they are both equally have the same amount of work and difficulties. In the piano, the challenge is that there are so many notes, so much thick texture, that you really need to be careful not to cover the cello. And it doesn't matter if the cello will play the loudest, the piano will always win. So, but there is this story about the first sonata that Brahms dedicated it to a lawyer who was also a cellist, a multi-talent guy named Joseph Gusenbacher. And this guy played with him in a concert, and he told Brahms, "Well, when you played this sonata, I couldn't hear myself." And Brahms laconically said, "Lucky you." So that might explain something.
That sounds almost like George Bernard Shaw there or something. But the cello, Brahms wrote other works for the cello, including the double concerto with violin. It's almost surprising he didn't write a cello concerto in its own right, Paul York.
The famous story is that when Brahms heard the Dvorak cello concerto, he said, "Why didn't somebody tell me you could write a concerto like this for the cello? I would have done it years ago." Although he never did. But, you know, obviously he didn't feel that the cello could stand on its own and wrote the double concerto, although he's very kind to the cello in that particular work. But there's a lot of chamber music, trios, piano quartets, the piano quintet, and the string quartets.
Well, being a composer itself is very impressive to me, in that to be a good composer, you have to really know the instruments. Do you think he had a very good knowledge of the cello and what it can do?
I think so. It's not always incredibly idiomatic writing, but it seems to be, you know, he seems to choose the proper register for the type of theme that he's writing. And actually, I think there's some experimental things for that period of time. You know, some techniques, pizzicato techniques in the later sonata, the F major, that are pretty ahead of his time. So he was obviously thinking about these things.
Mm-hmm. And Dror Baran, you had the last recital in the Music X series at U of L School of Music was your solo performances. Do the cello sonatas remind you of any of his solo work? Is there a relationship to some of his other works for solo piano?
Yes, a lot of it in its texture, in its character, and definitely the way he approached the piano, its idiomatic approach to the piano. All of those are quite similar, yet more challenging, I think, because you collaborate with somebody else.
Mm-hmm. So, well, and you anticipated my next question, Dror, and this is for both of you. There is a collaboration in any sonata for two instruments. Do certain composers allow for better communication than others? Or some might be so difficult you're having to look at the page too much? Or I don't know if that's a good question or not.
Well, I personally trying to learn those things by heart as much as I can. I think that Brahms wrote pretty good for chamber music, and things are flowing quite easily together. There are other composers I would disagree, but I think with Brahms, somehow it works.
Mm-hmm. And Paul York, about communication, it's always fun for me to watch a live performance so I can see the musicians look at each other. They have a head bob or something for timing or anything. How do you feel that way with the Brahms work? And working with Dror, you've probably worked with Dror before.
We have. We've played a recital together and a few things. We seem to have a really unique chemistry. It's very easy to work with Dror. I feel like while we communicate, you know, physically, of course, I have to give some cues, but I feel that we anticipate each other very, very well. And what I really like about working with an artist like Dror is that it doesn't have to be all mapped out perfectly in advance. In the performance, if I go a little bit off the beaten path a little bit, he's right there with me. And so we feel like there's this spontaneity in communication that you don't always get that with all of the people that you work with. So mm-hmm. it's a real special collaboration as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I imagine the longer you can work with someone over time, the better the outcome would be, because as a solo artist, you can add pauses if you feel a certain way. Not necessarily so when you're working with somebody else and you've already worked out, okay, we're going to do this much of a pause, and then you're not, you know, anticipating a change, is there?
Yes and no. In fact, it's known that the Budapest Quartet, for example, who worked for years together, they hate each other. They didn't talk to each other. So I think it's all a matter of personalities and with whom you're dealing with, especially in chamber music. And it reflects on stage. It reflects on stage. I can tell you, Paul is, for me, is the best cellist I've ever played with. Mm. In terms of communication, in terms of his technique, in terms of his sound, collaboration, everything together, combined together, create this product that's supposed to be the best of the best.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, it's the Music X series, and you can hear the collaboration between Dror Baran, piano, and Paul York, cello, coming up Sunday, January 29th at 3 p.m. at Comstock Hall at the University of Louisville School of Music, with a pre-concert lecture at 2:15. Do we know who's giving that?
Doug Shuttle.
Okay, so you know, people that want to learn more about the Brahms cello sonatas, the two of them, can go to that pre-concert lecture at 2:15. For information, you can go to the website at U of L School of Music. It's louisville.edu/music, and there's a Music X link at the bottom of that page. Or you can call the School of Music at 852-6907. Again, that's 852-6907 or louisville.edu/music. Or follow the links on our website at wol.org. Dror Baran and Paul York, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.